The figure drawing the sharpest scrutiny from community and civil liberties organizations is this. Reporting based on those same records indicates that approximately 60% of people arrested in July had no criminal conviction and no pending criminal charge at the time of their arrest, meaning the enforcement surge is not primarily targeting individuals with criminal. Immigration arrests surge 50%, Point Loma standoff ends in fatal shooting. ICE made nearly 2,000 arrests across San Diego and Imperial counties in July, roughly 50% more than June's figure of approximately 1,300 arrests, according to the Deportation Data Project records. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 on August 18 to end ICE and CBP use of county firearms training facilities. The Sheriff's Department separately published a release confirming it is ending ICE use of training facilities and the firing range, while maintaining what appears to be an independent carve-out for CBP training at Otay Mesa, creating a nuance. Community organizations reported specific enforcement activity in City Heights, Encinitas, and along State Route 76, corridors that include some of the region's densest immigrant communities and a significant agricultural worker population. When enforcement concentrates in those areas, the effects ripple through schools, workplaces, and community organizations. Gap between county policy and sheriff's operational decisions. Separately, San Diego police shot and killed a man Tuesday night after a nearly six-hour standoff at a home in the 2700 block of Napoma Street, near Point Loma and Loma Portal. Officers were initially called at approximately 3:30 p.m. for a welfare check on a person reportedly armed with a knife. Authorities described the man over the course of the evening as an armed burglary suspect. At approximately 9:20 p.m., he emerged from the home holding a gun, officers fired, and he was pronounced dead at 9:40 p.m. No officers were injured. The sheriff's homicide unit is leading the investigation under the countywide outside agency protocol, standard procedure when SDPD is involved. As of early Thursday, neither the man's identity nor the names of the involved officers had been released. The six-hour duration of the standoff suggests negotiations were attempted extensively before the situation escalated, and questions about how a welfare call ended in a fatal shooting are expected to surface as the investigation proceeds. At the August 25 City Council meeting, members passed a resolution condemning federal political interference in higher education and affirming support for academic freedom, research, diversity, and the safety and rights of students and staff. The council also received a performance audit on the city's 8 leased municipal golf properties, which cover more than 800 acres of publicly owned land. Operators generated $34 million in gross revenue from those courses in fiscal year 2025. The city received $3.5 million in rent for calendar year 2024, $1.5 million to the general fund and $2 million to the water fund, with city officials projecting an average annual general fund shortfall of $108 million through fiscal year 2031. That revenue ratio is likely to invite pointed scrutiny over lease terms, expiration dates, and renegotiation rights.